Welcome to this podcast produced for Business Lincolnshire as part of the Fit for Business programme. I am Guy Lewis, and we're joined today by Liz Blount, an HR and Organisational Development Specialist at McMillan Associates HR. Liz joins us for the second of our series of podcasts around wellbeing. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Guy. Nice to be back.
Yeah, good. So what's been the hot topic recently in the wellbeing arena?
So we've started talking a bit about setting boundaries mm-hmm. and how that can help us with our well-being. Mm-hmm. So we're just talking about setting out some limits about what we're willing to accept and what we're not and how we're going to work.
So like a set of work rules, that sort of thing?
Kind of, yeah. And we're going to talk a bit later about how rigid and flexible that is.
Yep.
But it's really about helping preserve people's sense of control. And we all need, I mean, obviously we can't control the world completely, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I'd like to, but we all need to have some sense of control, whether mm-hmm. that's over our physical space, our emotional space, mm-hmm. our time. So it's about helping us create a healthy balance between our needs mm-hmm. and the needs and demands of others and what's going on in the outside world. And I think what we're going to talk about this morning is it allows us to live in line with our values, which can be really important for our well-being. And it's about respecting ourselves and other people as mm-hmm. well. So we're going to talk about other people's boundaries as well as ours.
Okay. And when we talk about boundaries, is this something you might set out in a document? Is this something, or is this something you discuss, or is it an individual need? How does it work?
I think that might be something we tease out as we talk, but it might be written down. I think it's more something that you practice and becomes clear through the way that you act. So one of the good tips that I was given about boundaries mm-hmm. Is that it's really helpful if a boundary is something that you can control rather than you putting boundaries on other people.
Okay.
So that's probably worth bearing in mind through this conversation. So for example, instead of me saying to you, I don't want you to email me out of hours mm-hmm. if you're my boss, I can say, I'm not going to be checking my emails after mm-hmm. 6 o'clock or before 9 o'clock. So that's my boundary. You can do what you like. You can send me whatever emails you want. So I'm not trying to impose on you. I'm just simply being clear with you mm-hmm. and setting out my expectations.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to think of it. And I think, you know, it's easy to think of boundaries as setting these rules and it being a negative thing, but it's not about that. It's about being positive. There's that phrase, good fences make good neighbours.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that thing about we all just need to have some sense of control. Mm-hmm. And because now we live in this kind of constantly connected world, mm-hmm. that can be harder. And I think before we set boundaries because for many of us, we'd travel into work, be sat at our desk, then we'd travel home again. And some of us are old enough to remember when then people couldn't get hold of you once you'd gone home from work.
Well, that was a life, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? And now it's wonderful, isn't it, that we have all these different opportunities to work more flexibly. But what we're finding is that brings challenges with people feeling that they need to be switched on all the time, always answerable. So it's about how can we step in and set some boundaries to give us some protection for mm-hmm. our mental well-being and help us establish healthy relationships with other people. And the point of that is setting those expectations then prevents resentments building up.
Oh, okay.
So otherwise, you might always ring as I'm about to sit down to dinner with the family. And if I just answer every time, you think you're getting an answer, but I might be sat there thinking, oh, God, guys, wrong again. This is so annoying. Work's taking over my life. Whereas if I can simply say to you, like, Guy, can you, you know, I'm not going to answer the phone if you ring at 7 o'clock.
Mm.
It nips that in the bud. So it's about trying to set healthy boundaries so that we're preventing burnout and so that we can serve our customers, clients, whatever well, because if we end up getting run ragged and burnt out, we can't provide a good service. So it is thinking of the long term.
Okay, so if we don't have boundaries, or conversely, if we do have them, you know, what's the benefits or what's the pitfalls? You know,
how does that work? So as we've said, I think if we don't have boundaries, we just end up feeling overwhelmed, a bit uncertain of what's happening. We can feel taken advantage of. And we see often that problems occur because people have different expectations of what to expect. It isn't clear. But the research has shown that people who do have boundaries tend to have lower levels of stress. And in fact, boundaries can increase productivity because we're making it clear what our priorities are, we're making it clear where our focus is, and we are protecting ourselves. So it It's yeah. not a negative thing, is what I guess what I'm trying to get over this morning. If there's one message to take away, it's that boundaries can be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have this sort of thing about, I met someone who talked about distraction, and he had an equation. Everyone has an equation, I don't know why. But performance equals potential minus distraction.
Yes.
So in other words, you cannot perform to your best if you're being distracted. And I guess if you haven't got a boundary, that's a distraction. That's that ringing me at 7 o'clock again, and immediately your performance drops off. Immediately, yes. you're not as yes. good. So productivity goes up, like you say. So that idea that it takes away any of the distraction by setting boundaries of interaction, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's about just giving us permission to say yes or no to things, mm-hmm. Rather than this idea that we've got to say yes to everything all the time, because it's easy to slip into that thinking that you're providing a good service doing that, but sometimes you're not. Sometimes you'd be better to say, you know, no, I can't do that now because I really need to focus on getting this piece of work done.
Okay.
So it's trying to think of it that way around. It can be challenging.
Mm.
It can take a bit of practice. And particularly if you've not set boundaries in the past, the people around you might notice when you start setting boundaries and they might find that a bit weird, and you might need to train them. So I guess what I
mean... Making me think, I tell you, do I set that? I don't know.
It's really easy not to. And I've had these conversations, you know, we do coaching and things with people as well. So we guess we have these kind of conversations. But an example I sometimes give is, say you have set something in your diary to say, I'm going to be working on this and I don't want to be disturbed for these hours. If people then disturb you, but you still take the call and you still answer their question, what are you telling them? You're telling them that actually they can disturb them and you will still help them.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no incentive for them to not bother you. Whereas actually if you set that boundary and say, I've said I'm going to take an hour because I need to really do some deep work on that. If you don't take the call, you're training people. But you see what I mean? They might find that strange to start with because they'll be like, oh, guy always used to just take my call, even when he said he didn't want to be interrupted.
Okay.
So once you start setting your boundaries, you maybe just need to be prepared for that.
Yeah. So I guess it's the basics of setting the boundaries then?
Yeah. So obviously they do need to be reasonable and workable, and they need to be clear and easy to communicate. So it's only going to work if you can communicate them to others.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm reasonable. Yeah. Don't contemplate work during work hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're unreasonable.
Absolutely.
And so, not workable.
Yeah. So it has got to be reasonable. Of course it has. And so for some, there might be a bit of a negotiation as to what is reasonable.
Okay. Okay. So I guess you set these through communication.
Yes.
And you know, it's you mentioned first of it's maybe it's the core values of the business that aligns with the core values.
So think about the core values of the business and the core values for you as well. So a situation I think we see quite a lot is people have perhaps decided to be self-employed or set up their own small business, and they'll say it's because they want to spend more time with their family, and then what happens is it gets really, really busy and they end up spending even less time with their family.
Yeah, quite common, that, isn't it?
Yeah. And so you might say, well, that's just inevitable. And maybe it is. But so think about your core values. If one of your core values is I have one day of a weekend where I, if one of your core values is spending time with your family, might that look like there's one day of the weekend where I don't take calls or do any work? Mm. That might not be right for you. You've got to adjust it. But, you know, or if your core values are something to do with the business and building that up, are you setting time aside every week to work on that aspect of the business you want to build up, or are you getting dragged into all the busy stuff? So think about your values and use that to help you define your boundaries. And that, as we've said, it's about communicating them, because other people can't respect your boundaries if they don't know what they are.
We do work with quite a lot of businesses, and that idea of, you know, have you got a good work-life balance? You know, and some of the answers come back as, yeah, I treat my business as a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
So I go home on Friday night, 5 o'clock, and I don't pick up emails until Monday morning. And you think, well, you know, if you're in a business and you can do that and it works for you and it's what you, great idea. You get others say, I actually quite often still working, you know, when everyone else has gone to bed, I get my laptop out again. And you're thinking, maybe that's not so good. But again, small businesses, there's peaks and troughs, and as long as you're at a peak there and you're going to try and sort something out so it becomes, you know, you're taking somebody on, or you're going to outsource some of your work, or you're going to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think we recognise that this is a real challenge, particularly for small business owners or people who are self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes be much harder to find the line between business and personal, and particularly if your business is very much you, your personal skills. It's really hard to know then, well, what is personal and what is business. Times are hard financially for most people with the cost of living, so it's difficult to turn business away. But again, it's about thinking, if you want some resilience in your business, if you want a business that's going to last, that's not going to happen if you burn out. So yes, it is more challenging, I think, if you're self-employed, but don't think it can't work for you at all. This is where it comes back to reasonable and workable. So maybe when you go on holiday for a week, it's not possible for you to just delete the email from your phone, but maybe you can say, I'm going to check emails from 9 till 10 in the morning, and then I'm going to go out and enjoy the rest of the day with whoever I'm on holiday with. So it's thinking about what you can do rather than just thinking, that would never work for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a very good point. I mean, that idea of just managing time when you're away on holiday, it's very difficult as a business owner not to do it. So, okay, manage your expectations. Say, right, here's the boundary. I'm going to do this. I'll only reply if it needs a reply, but I'll read it so I'm in touch. Okay. I always think that there's something you said before was around that sort of, about taking emails. You know, I'm not, if you're going to send me something after 5 o'clock, that's great, but I won't read it till the morning.
Yeah.
You know, so that idea of, making sure that everyone's aware of what you're going to do and why you're going to do it.
Absolutely. So that's setting expectations, as you said, that I think is what is vital here. So if you are going to be going away on holiday, you know, think about what your out of office is going to say and how that's going to set it out in a way that is positive and makes it clear you do still want people's business. But actually, most people probably won't be offended if you say, I'm a small business and I'm taking some time out.
Okay. So you've talked about sort of, boundaries. It's no point you ignoring them. So if you set a boundary, they ignore it.
Yeah.
What about having a bit of sort of flexibility, a bit of,
Yeah, so you need to think about that, is how flexible are your boundaries going to be? And this is where it can be tricky when you're communicating it as well. Because for most boundaries, there's going to be times when it can be broken. So you might say, as the business owner, I'm going on holiday, I don't want you to disturb me at all. But probably, I don't know, if the shop burns down, you probably would want them to give you a call rather than you discovering that when you get back. But it's hard to know perhaps where to set that line. So there might be some experimenting, but try and avoid that creep. So what happens is exceptional circumstances then becomes more occasional, and then it becomes the norm. So try and be honest with yourself, and it's weighing up the costs and benefits, isn't it? What's the cost of me ignoring this call, but what's the cost of me taking it?
Yeah, I think we used to set some boundaries where, if something really bad goes wrong, text me. In other words, don't phone me because I won't have my phone with me all the time. Don't email because I might not read all my emails, but my text, it's there if I'm, and I'm more likely to look and think, oh, that's important.
Yes. Or agree points during the week when you're going to check in, I'm going to ring you on Tuesday and Thursday, or whatever it is that works for you. So you probably do need some backstops, because as you say, you can't have them to be too rigid. But it's building some expectations. And that will just happen over time as well. With practice, you'll learn what works for you.
Okay. And I guess this is a challenge for small business owners and self-employed, because they're much nearer the coalface, or nearer the client, I guess.
Yeah. And as we've said, so that can be really difficult, I think. Mm-hmm. So it is about working out what's realistic. Mm-hmm. And this is where, it can be helpful as well if you do networking with other businesses of a similar size. Maybe talk to other business owners or other self-employed people. What do they do? I think as well, you can be quite explicit about it. So, sometimes we'll say, and we are always available if clients have an urgent problem, but sometimes we'll say, we're practicing what we preach and we're taking some time off and we're here if you really need us. But if it's something that you've been thinking about for 6 months and then you're not actually going to do anything about for another 6 months, maybe it can wait.
My name is Guy Lewis, and you're with myself and Liz Blount discussing boundary setting for wellbeing. So what sort of boundaries might we set?
So I think an obvious one that we've already started to talk about is how you fit in breaks and how you separate work and home life and try and help them not creep into each other. So think about your physical space. If you're one of the fortunate ones, if we've got an office, can you shut the door on it when you finish work? But if not, can you find another way to kind of shut that away? Some people I know give themselves a little commute and walk around the block, change clothes. You know, what can you do?
Go out the front door.
Yeah.
I'm going to work. And then I almost come straight back in again.
Yeah.
No, or put a suit on or whatever that sort of...
What works for you. Yeah. So I find changing clothes can be quite helpful, you know, so I either feel more professional or I'm relaxing now. So that can be helpful. Setting boundaries around things like responsiveness. So we've talked a little bit about that as well. Am I going to answer your email? What kind of time scale or message?
Yeah, yeah.
And setting that expectation with your clients and with your employees. How quickly do you expect them to respond? What's okay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I think behaviour as well is the other one that we've not really talked about as much, but boundaries can be useful for behaviour as well. How you expect people to behave, how to speak to each other, how they can maybe speak to you as the business owner. And again, this is one where it's thinking about you can set boundaries of your behaviour and of theirs.
Yeah.
So it's maybe not just you can't talk to me like that way, but if you talk to me like that or shout at me like that, I'm going to bring this conversation to an end. So it's thinking about where you can have control. But of course, you do still need to address their behaviour as well, if that's a problem.
And we talked about, maybe this podcast, about sort of taking time off, having a break, getting some fresh air, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've been looking at recently is, the working time directive, whether you love it or hate it. But I think what's quite useful is it breaks down into thinking about daily rest times, weekly rest times, and then longer periods of annual leave. And I think actually that can be quite helpful. So think about when are you getting breaks during the day? When are you getting time off during the week? And then when are you giving yourself that longer period of time?
Mm-hmm.
As we've said, it can be a challenge depending on how your work operates.
Yeah.
Do you need to be at the end of a phone all the time? But for most people, that is the opportunity to build in some breaks.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's quite easy if it's task-based, isn't it? Much more difficult if you've got things like where you're always responding to the client. And that's harder when you're call center or, telephone handling, that type of stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's no easy way around that, is there? But I think it's, as we've said before, it's about being clear in advance where you can, if there's going to be times. And I think we are starting to see that a little bit more, aren't we? We're all starting to see on our, people often having their email signature, I'm sending this email outside of my work hours, I don't expect you to respond out of yours. So we're starting to get a sense that people might need to set some boundaries.
Yeah, okay. And then when you set them with your team, I guess you've got to communicate them through so that everyone knows what is good, what is bad, what is acceptable, what is unacceptable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes the problem we see is people will assume that other people know what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case, is it? Because it really depends. So in my role now, as long as I'm meeting the needs of the client, and I'm often out with clients, but the rest of my work, it doesn't really matter when I get it done. I've had roles in the past where I absolutely needed to be sat somewhere ready to answer the phone at a certain time. So it's worth being explicit with people about what you're looking for. Can they choose when to take breaks? Do you need to check in with colleagues? How do you let people know what happens out of hours? What happens when you go on holiday?
Yeah.
The more you...
What happens at lunchtime?
What happens at lunchtime? Does everybody go for lunch? Are you taking turns? Can you flex that? Can you go to the post office at 10 o'clock instead of 12 o'clock? It might sound a bit awkward, but it's really worth having those conversations.
Okay. And again, respecting, you've got your own boundaries and other people's boundaries, so respecting theirs.
Yeah. And again, I think we've talked before about role modelling.
Yeah.
And it's really worth thinking about. And it can be quite challenging. So we've probably all done that whole thing of, oh, I can see you're busy, but can I just? Oh, I can see you having your lunch. Can I just? And it's really easy. And so it's worth trying to discipline ourselves as well to respect other people's boundaries. Recognize that we've all got different circumstances and different personality as well. So for some of us, you know, what restores or depletes our energy. So I've, you know, worked with some people who are lovely, but they're like, I've had all day in the office. That's enough people for me. I need to go home and shut off. Whereas I'm like, no, chat more.
Yeah. Okay. So just to round this up. So what are your top tips? What would be your summary of your the four things that you should do in terms of setting boundaries?
Yep. So remember that boundaries are a good thing.
Okay.
Identify what's important to you and set your boundaries around that.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to them.
Okay. Don't answer the phone if you say you're not going to answer the phone. Don't respond to an email if you say you're not going to do that.
Okay. Reinforce them and encourage others to do the same and respect what they're trying to do.
Oh, excellent.
Lovely. Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Liz. You've been listening to a Business Lincolnshire podcast. Look out for the next episode. If you're listening on the Business Lincolnshire YouTube channel,
Don't forget to give us a thumbs up or subscribe down below. If you're on your favourite podcast platform, then remember to follow the show. More information at businesslincolnshire.com.